Hello. Spent a week with my parents in Florida, staying at their well, they live in Toronto, but they have a little place there, and I was, you know, in a Seinfeld-y Del Boca Vista situation. And I think I've finally come to the point where I'm no longer really embarrassed by my parents. I used to really, like, get uptight going out with them to restaurants, just because, you know, parents act the way they do sometimes.
Example.
Well, until I was like 21, my mom used to call me Joshy. Like
in my 20s. I've heard
on the
her
phone,
slide.
She'll still say Joshy. So that was embarrassing. But now I'm like, whatever. My mom also used to have a, it's not as bad now, but she, you know, in a restaurant or whatever, excuse me, and like to get the attention of the waiter. She did that in Florida. And usually the wait staff is sort of, you know, in the same situation as I am, my age kind of thing, and I have to give them that look like, oh, you know, they're getting old. But now I just have to appreciate the time I have with them because, you know, they're your parents and they're getting older. My dad, when he has a little bit of alcohol, he gets a little bit more, like, storytelly. And I think I might have told this story before where a couple of years ago we had him out for dinner on his birthday. And when I was a kid and when we were younger, we had a cat named Pussy Willow. And so he was telling us a story about, and they just called her Pussy, how he would wake up, and it's loud in this restaurant. He's like, this cat, I would wake up and Pussy would be on my chest going up and down when I breathe. And Pussy would follow me around the block when I took the dog for a walk and just all the, and I was just like, oh my God, like we all know we're talking about a cat, but the rest of the restaurant thinks you're like rambling about how
going out with
Rodney action.
Dangerfield.
So this one, there was a similar one down in Florida this time around. We were at it's kind of a fancy Italian restaurant. My dad's had a lot of medical issues lately and he's been in the hospital, and I guess some of the medication and some of the being in a hospital bed caused some problems. So he, at one moment, he's like, he says louder than he should because of other people not far away at tables. And of course, it gave me hemorrhoids. And I'm like, I look at the table. They had just gotten their appetizers. And I was like, oh my God. I just was like, and then I realized, well, they're your parents. You only have them for so long and they have their quirks. You're never going to change
them. It's cool that he doesn't care, though.
It's kind of funny, but I'm just like, oh God. But you gotta love them, and yeah, I've come to the realization it's too late to change. So you just deal with it and enjoy it, and it's a good story.